Yeah, get ready, Trivia Warriors!
I'm gonna take you all down.
Yeah!
That's about all. That's, I mean,
my Macho Man didn't, it wasn't so good by the end. It got bad by the end. I've been really inconsistent with my voices.
Yeah, well, you know,
they all become Jamaican.
Which is great, because when you do a Jamaican...
I can't do a Jamaican, it sounds like Irish.
He becomes like, ho down here on the island.
Come on down to the beach, boy. You know, it's just not good. Welcome to Trivia, a couple of nerds.
Here we are. We're back. We're here.
We're sorry. We're so sorry, guys. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Sorry you got to listen to us for another week. I assume you're going to listen to this all week long. Just waiting for the next one.
That's
what I do. That's how we get the hits.
Oh, man. Am I right? Trump is, by the way, trying to be the Republican candidate for 2024. So I just want to remind everyone that we are on a great timeline. This timeline is good.
We're on the dark timeline.
That's right. We all need goatees. So
that's why I grew the beard.
Very good. Very good.
All right. Well, now that you cheered everybody up,
mm-hmm.
What are we here to do, Casey? Explain to the new listeners, because every week, I get emails from thousands of new listeners saying things like, you didn't explain what you guys do very well.
Well, you're in luck, because I'm about to also continue to explain it not very well.
Yeah.
We do trivia,
mm-hmm.
and I gotta answer it, and I'm not good at it. And then he answers.
All right, so yes, she is not good at it. We're a podcast where we're two married people. Unfortunately, we are
married to each other.
Each other. Yes. We do trivia. We do trivia shows at bars, but not since COVID. So now we're doing them in your ear.
Wait, we did it in the ear.
We did it in the ear before too.
But now we're doing.
Now I'm not doing a good job.
It's cybering. We're cyber ear.
There you go. Now they
trivia-ing.
Understand. Basically, it's a trivia podcast where each week I win. In trivia against my wife, we ask each other trivia questions, trying to stump each other.
And each week, I wonder why we're still together.
There you go. Then it works. So anyway, here comes the first question. If you're nasty, what does Janet Jackson want you to call her?
If you're nasty?
If you're nasty.
If you're nasty. If you're nasty... You call Janet on her beeper.
Okay, so not how. So this is it's a line from a Janet Jackson song.
Well,
that's the hint.
Yeah,
that's a big
that's
hint. It's an older Janet Jackson song.
Well, now I
before
definitely
there
know
were
it.
Options on how to call people.
Okay.
So
okay.
She wants you to call her what?
Mommy.
That's so you think yo, yo, yo. So first off, Janet Jackson's song starts with yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. I want you to call me mommy if you're nasty. That's the song from like 1983, 4, 5. I don't know what year. 90.
1935. I think so.
She's had a lot of work done. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's true.
So no. And, you know, again, if this is your first time listening... Casey gets three guesses.
Because I'm that good.
Because you're that good. So, Janet Jackson, don't call her Janet. If you're nasty, Janet Jackson wants you to call her what?
Jackie boy.
Miss Jackson. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
That just seems polite.
No, it seems like she's got a kink.
Like a teacher thing?
Something.
Maybe.
I don't know. And you know what? No kink shame. Janet.
But I'm more just wondering why you'd think that the other person would have to be nasty to call you something respectful. Like,
I guess it's what are you doing? You have to be doing something so nastily disrespectful.
While you're pooping in the aisle at Walgreens. Call me Miss Jackson.
Miss Jackson, do you know where the toilet paper is? This poop is coming out something bad.
Oh, that's what the song was about. I bet she walked into that Walgreens on 17th and South Van Ness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, I wasn't, riffing or improvising there. That's just a conversation I heard at one of my local San Francisco Walgreens. once, but it wasn't Miss Jackson.
17th admission, right?
16th admission.
16th admission, man.
16th admission.
I was very high for the time we lived there.
And in my defense, or, well, I should just, in a correction, it wasn't inside the Walgreens. It was outside the Walgreens. It was somebody pooping outside the Walgreens.
It was in that PL cove. There was so the Walgreens.
This is
had
only
a
for people
alcove.
Who live in San Francisco.
Yeah, if you go to 16th admission, you can probably still see it. There's the Walgreens, and then there's an alcove.
Yeah,
and
if you need
do...
to pee on 16th admission, everybody knows where to go.
But I still wouldn't go in there. There is pee everywhere. You're getting pee vapor on you because of
it
how
was
much
to the
pee
point
is in
that
there.
We would get off at a different BART exit just so we wouldn't have to smell it.
Or if anyway. We had to go to the Walgreens, we go to the back door.
Yeah. Anyway, Casey, do you have a trivia question for me? Something tells me.
Let's find out.
Do you want me to give you another one?
No,
another
no,
chance?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You sure you don't want? Because I've got a bunch written that I've been writing throughout the week.
Nope. Here we go.
All right.
Dr. Phil.
I love that guy.
Lost his license to practice psychology in 2006. That's the end.
You know. So.
No, there's a question.
Okay, but here's I do want to interject.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's fucking surprising.
That long that you that he's
no
had
that,
it
that he had
long?
A
li-
that
that's
he had a
saying.
License.
I know that's what. That's why he could be called Doctor.
I would have thought that he just changed his first name to Doctor.
See, I've been trying to get you to let me do that.
I know.
For so long.
I know.
It's a brilliant strategy, I think it's pretty fucked up that you.
And
won't
if you're
go
a sociopath,
it.
it's the thing to do. Call yourself Doctor. Get a TV show. Convince Oprah that you're a doctor.
If it makes money, fuck it. Right. All right. So all guests on his TV show must sign a contract stating they are only there to receive what? It can't be a psychologist's analysis.
Payment.
No.
Really? Because I think they get $5,000 or something.
Probably.
It's something like that. You get a fee just for being on TV. Advice.
Bingo.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, because anybody can give people advice.
That's correct.
Like, here's advice. With your clippings from your lawn, don't throw them in the garbage. Just mash them up a bunch and put them back in the lawn. Why not?
Free fertilizer.
I don't know if that works,
probably.
But I'm allowed to do it.
You're
because
allowed to say
it's
that.
Just advice.
You're allowed to say that.
And I never said I was a doctor.
And, you know, I'm sure most people who listen to this, because there's like two of you.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Ryan, my brother.
Yep. Oh, maybe Danny. So there's three.
Hey, my sister Danny. Come
nice.
On. We have a huge audience.
We've got three. So, but for real, I don't know. You guys probably know this, but fun fact. So the guy who used to do those hobo fights.
Yeah, bum fights.
Yeah, bum fights. That's right. Dr. Phil had him on. And Dr. Phil's big plan was, I'm going to have this guy on and tear him apart and distract from the fact that I'm a scamming piece of shit by talking about what a monster this guy is.
And then
is.
Did he make Dr. Phil fight another Dr. Phil for a hot dog?
Close.
Okay, I'm ready.
He showed up dressed exactly as Dr. Phil and acted like Dr. Phil. And Dr. Phil was so pissed off that he made him leave. It was awesome.
Oh, come on. Don't make me leave.
It was awesome.
That is awesome.
There you go.
There you go. Horrible, horrible human being who used to make homeless people battle each other.
But a self-aware horrible human.
But at least he knows how horrible he is.
And that's the thing.
Unlike Dr.
Like,
Phil.
We can't stop people from being horrible.
It's impossible.
You know, Ted Bundys exist. But if they're self-aware, you have a better chance that they'll at least not go to the extent that they end up going to because we pretend that they're not horrible.
There you go.
So there's my advice.
The more you
advice.
Know.
Yep. I'm not a doctor.
Okay. Shit. When did your license get revoked? Was it back in 2006? That's when Dr. Phil got his license revoked.
Oh, you figured out the scam.
All right.
I am Dr. Phil.
The mustache and penis kind of gave it away. But you know what? I got a Dr. Phil thing. Anyway, here's a question for you, Casey.
Let's do it.
Or should I say Phil?
Yeah.
According to an interview with NASA scientists in 2019, how much would it cost to send a manned ship to the moon in present day?
Gosh, like $1 billion?
A billion, you say? Higher.
$50 billion.
A little lower.
A little lower?
And lower.
$30
billion. $30 billion is correct. $30 billion to send a rocket ship to the moon. And the year that they sent the rocket ship to the moon, like 1969, it cost like $120 billion. It was like all of the money. It was all of the money.
And you know, the sad thing is, it's worth it to do these kind of things, but we're so busy trying to make a profit off of things that should just be like the shared benefits of society, so we can't do it. It's just, it's
the truth.
It's like, we're humans are fucking so selfish that we're like, the furtherment of mankind or being able to buy a 40th yacht. I don't think so, NASA.
George W. Bush. One of the things that he did before he got out of the White House was try to get another manned mission to the moon. He wanted it there in 2020, and he basically begged the rest of the world to do it with him, and everybody's like, nah.
We already did it once.
Mm-hmm. He also wanted to get to Mars within 30 years.
There aren't,
I want to get to Mars.
Look, there's just a lot of rocks. I can't take good Instagram photos on, like, a place full of rocks. It doesn't matter where it
is. See, Whitney, that's where you're wrong, because without the atmosphere, your eyes would totally pop out of your head, and oh my God, they would look so fierce. Is fierce a thing anymore? I'm old now.
You are old now.
I'm sorry, guys. I totally got old the other day, and, like, I don't know the lingo, so is that TMI? Is that a thing?
Remember Lit? Remember when Lit was happening?
No, I'm fucking up.
All right, here we go. So, Canadian researchers watched 40 episodes of the Dr. Oz show.
Okay.
What percentage of the medical advice on the Dr. Oz show is not evidence-based?
Okay, so number one, why Canadian? Why do they have to be Canadian?
Well, I mean, the U.S. is too busy making more, like, boner pills.
More episodes of Dr. Oz.
Like, look, who needs to research whether or not we're being lied to? We support multi-level marketing schemes in this country, okay?
Man, you're on a political soapbox today.
I don't fucking care. I don't care. It's 2021. Everything's shit. And by the way, I just want to say, if you are right-wing or, like, centrist and you're listening to our podcast, eat a dildo. I don't care anymore. Fuck you.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, we're never going to get famous. And I don't want to get famous off some Ted Nugent-loving boner. So, nope. Okay.
Anyway. Oh, there you go. All right.
Anyway.
There you go. Well, I just got analytics. We lost 50% of our audience.
Which of our family members is secretly?
I don't know. We had to figure it out. I secretly don't think... honestly, I don't think any of my family members listen to this show. I don't think they listen to podcasts.
Let's be real here.
I don't think anybody
listens to this podcast. That's why I'm going to say whatever the heck I want.
Here's the real thing. We've been married for 10 years now, and talking to each other is a fucking chore.
It's the worst.
And so if we talk to an imaginary third person...
It's like being at a bar again.
There you go.
So, you know.
Here we go, Casey. Here's a real...
You didn't even fucking answer it. You
know, that's the point.
No. Now this is just marital therapy. This piece of shit just shits all over my trivia. Doesn't even invest his fucking time in it. No, now you don't get to answer it. No, I'll answer it. Let me think
25%.
About it.
25%. No. 30%.
No.
15%.
40%.
40%.
40% is not evidence-based. And what percent goes directly against evidence?
1%?
No.
30%.
Less.
15.
Boom.
Boom. I knew 15 was one of them.
There you go, Dr. Oz. That's the guy who also makes money being a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Dr. Oz.
That's what they do.
Hey, do you think I could do it, guys? Guys, I have this miracle water. It looks like there's glitter in it, but actually, it's just pee. Cures all diseases as long as you just keep a jar of it in your house. If you get sick while you have a jar of this magic water in your house, it's because you sinned.
Oh, there you go. Did it wrong.
I covered it. Yeah. You did it wrong. The water was working. You fucked up. So, there you go.
All right.
I'm a doctor.
Here's a political question for you, Casey.
Okay, all right, okay.
All right. What was the name of the girl who loved her pets to death on Tiny Toons?
Oh, Elvira.
No.
No. Elmira?
Elmira is correct. There we Do you go. Know the last name?
Dead cat? Elmira
Duff.
Dead? Duff.
Because she was supposed to be the Elmer Fudd.
So
our last name is Fudd backwards.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's
How about this,
fun.
Though? What was the name of the rich kid?
Was it?
There's a rich kid with like two buck teeth, really far space. It was the only other human. There was Elmira and the rich kid.
I don't even remember the rich kid.
I'll give you a hint. He was a play off of Yosemite Sam.
I don't know.
Montana Max.
Wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Yeah.
Finally.
Well, Montana thank Max. You. But I mean, I don't even know who, like, I don't remember.
What? Montana Max.
Elmira, I remember. I don't remember Montana Max.
He's in the opening credits.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with his existence.
Man.
Was he blonde?
No, he had brown hair.
Nope, no idea.
Well, I guess reddish hair. Even.
See, goes to show you how I have no fucking idea. No huh? idea. I thought he was blonde.
You got high a lot while you were watching that show.
Well, I was like 5.
All right, go for it.
Okay. All right. So, you've seen military grade on products, right?
Yeah.
In the actual military, what does military grade mean?
Bought by the military?
No.
It's
military grade. It says something about the quality of the item. So what does military grade mean?
90% effective?
No.
Double expensive.
No, it's, although I like that answer.
Yeah.
I'll give you a point for that. No, the answer is meeting the bare minimum requirements of durability while also costing the least. So if you see that a product's military grade...
It's shit.
It's shit. It's absolute shit.
It'll probably work.
Maybe. And it definitely cost the least for them to make and profit off of. I'm going to let our shitty cat in.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody heard the cat screaming in the background. She's been out of the room since we started recording. All right, now we're going to beat her.
So if you're wondering, we got this cat.
You should start talking when you're by the mic.
Look, I'm... Thanks, Dad. Anyway...
If you're wondering.
It's a good thing that we got if you're wondering on the mic. Otherwise, people wouldn't know if I was saying it if they were
My
wondering.
God, this marriage.
Our cat's half Siamese, and we didn't know it when we got her because she was, like, horribly abused, which made her... I know that people are going to take this the wrong way, but I mean it. It made her great. When she was traumatized, she was a great cat,
mm-hmm.
really quiet, kept to herself, just grateful for basic things like food, water, and not being hit. But now that she's in shape and really confident and like empowered, she
Hate
sucks.
Her.
She really
the
like,
worst.
Yeah, you hear that, Bubbles? Like, let's see. Do you have anything to say on the mic?
There you go. Okay. You want to give me another one or you want one?
I think it's your turn, right?
Sure, why not?
I think we just did the military grade one?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, there we go. It is. All right.
Okay. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Hitler, and Napoleon were all recorded as being afraid of what animals?
Mice.
No.
Oh. Julius Caesar,
Hitler.
Hitler, I almost said Republicans. Okay, and then which one was it? Julius Caesar, Hitler,
Napoleon, Alexander the Great.
Elephants.
No.
Bunnies.
No.
Damn it. Okay.
Cats.
What?
Ayo. Yep.
You never trust people who are afraid of cats. Because the thing is, you cannot like cats, but if you are afraid of cats, you're hiding something. You are hiding something. Because cats, they'll find it. They'll find it and they will eat it.
Nice.
Like that muffin that I had set aside. Fucking one of them ate it.
What? One of them ate the muffin?
Yeah.
These fucking cats suck.
They do suck.
They've also been... we have 3 cats and they've been pooping on our son's play mat for some reason. They love it. Like, so now it might as well just be a poop mat.
A poop mat, yeah.
It's a mat that has a map of a magical city where the cats have pooped on everything. They've pooped on the library. They've pooped on the fucking school.
The firehouse,
the police station, the hospital. They've pooped on everything.
Maybe they're trying to tell us something. Like, maybe we should watch where they poop and make a map.
I'm not going to watch. Just give us a question.
Okay. In this country, everyone above the age of 21 is automatically registered as an organ donor. Opting out from this act will result in you being put at the very bottom of the organ priority list should you need an organ transplantation. What is the country?
Canada.
No.
Oh.
It's one you don't think about a lot, but they also handled COVID really well. So, not us.
New Zealand.
No.
Australia.
No.
Okay, what?
Singapore.
Oh. Yep.
Yep.
Yep, okay.
Another country that would be pretty okay to live in.
Well, let's go. Okay, I got two questions for you.
Okay.
Greek mythology.
Ooh.
Casey's favorite.
I'm not good at it. I just like it.
Pan.
Mm-hmm, Peter Pan.
No, Pan, the guy that had goat legs and goat
with
horns.
With the labyrinth.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Pan made the first pan flute out of what?
Like a probably like a sheep's bladder.
No.
Like the butthole of a minotaur, like the colon.
No.
It's gonna be something like the calf bone of a sheep herder.
No. Okay.
Okay.
So Pan made the first pan flute, which is one of those flutes that has the multiple, like, reeds.
Okay.
He made it out of a, basically a woman who didn't want to bang him that turned herself into a reed. And he's like, well, fuck you, bitch. And then, so he cut the reed and he made a flute out of it.
But see, I'm on the right path. Like, yeah, you know.
He's a horrible person.
Dick. Yeah, well, they're all dickheads.
They're all dickheads.
It's, like, it's the same as how that Disney Hercules movie, they're like, look at how Zeus loves his son and has, you know, he and Hera are so happy together.
No.
He fucks everyone. He gets his daughters pregnant. He's a total dickhead. Greece, man. I love the place, but they like to do some fucked up shit in their mythology.
Yeah, they want their gods to do some wacky stuff.
Wacky stuff.
Speaking of wacky things the gods did, what did Kronos do to his dad to ensure that he wouldn't make any more siblings? So Kronos, of course you know, was the leader of the Titans, right? The ones that came before the gods. And Kronos didn't want any more siblings.
Cut off his wiener?
Yes, he cut off his dad's dick.
It had to be something like that.
Cut off his dad's dick, and then he ate all of his children. Kronos ate all of his own children to make sure that none of them killed him. But Zeus lived and killed him.
That seems unnecessary to eat them.
At least he didn't eat his dad's dick. I mean, what do you want from the guy? It was...
But if you think about it, he ate the dicks of all his kids.
Gross, Kronos.
Yeah.
I was cool with you eating the babies, the god babies.
But now that I put together
their penises were
you should have at least removed their genitalia.
Yeah, yeah, they could have at least put an asterisk in the mythology, and you look at the bottom like, all genitalia was removed from babies before eating. Like, okay, Kronos is all right. He's okay. He's not a weirdo.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, Casey. Why don't you go ahead, for the one person still listening, give me one last question before I give you your lightning round.
All right.
Come on, we got one person listening, Casey. We can't afford to lose them.
I'm working on it. Oh, well, a lot of these aren't even questions. They're just things I wanted to tell you about, and I thought, hey, on the podcast would be fun. Like, let me just tell you this one really quick.
Okay, and I'll just give myself a point.
I can't make a question out of this. It's
okay.
Just fun.
All right.
A waitress was tipped a lottery ticket. Mm-hmm. She won $10 million from that lottery ticket. She was then sued by her colleagues for their share of the lottery ticket.
Mm.
Then she was sued by the guy who tipped her the ticket.
Nah,
then she was kidnapped by her ex-husband, and she shot him in the chest. And then she went to court against the IRS. It goes to show you, if you've ever wished you won the lottery, don't. I don't know of many stories of people being happy. It's because your information gets made public if you win, and so everybody knows how much money you have, and it's a nightmare.
If you win the lottery, I'm going to give you a tip. Ask for it in a lump sum. People will tell you that's stupid, right? You should get it as a stipend because you get more money. Get it as a lump sum, change your fucking name, and go somewhere where nobody knows that you have money.
That's right.
Or at least not that much money. That's the only thing you can do. Fake your own death. But don't fake your own death because then you get in a lot of trouble.
The only other way I could see doing it is like you would want to buy like a struggling town and really help out the town. And then like people think you're like hot shit who helps everybody. So it's a little harder to bully you for stuff because also it's like, well, she bought a whole town. How does she have any money left? I mean, come on.
Nope. What I'd do is I would change my name and I would move to Greece. And I'd be like, I hear you guys eat your dad's dicks. Kronos, it's a Greek god. It was a callback. I guess it was weird. Why would I yell that
and
when
also,
I get to the airport?
He didn't eat the dick. He cut it off. We're hearing some Freudian stuff coming out of you.
I just wanted to.
You want to eat it? You want to eat a dead guy's penis, or you want to eat
only a father?
A father.
I want to make
penis.
Sure. Want to make sure that the penis was used for. We'll cut this part out. Yeah, I'm gonna listen through these podcasts. This is a part to cut out, and we're back in. Whoa, really interesting question, Casey. That was.
Well, here's another one for you. That again, not a question, but it's going back to in one of these episodes we talked about how the Costco hot dog was kept at $1.50.
Yeah.
What you didn't mention was that the CEO, when he insisted they keep it at $1.50, he was quoted to say, if you raise the price of the effing hot dog, I will kill you. Which is pretty awesome.
If you've shopped at a Costco, you will know that's fucking normal.
From now on, I'm going to eat those hot dogs just because I respect the fact that he told a guy he's going to kill him.
I eat the hot dogs because when I think of Kronos ripping off his dad's wiener,
I
see a Costco hot dog.
You're just going to have to edit this again. I know. Like, please stop fucking doing that.
I'd be really surprised if I ended up editing that out.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
The cast of Friends each made $1 million per episode in the final two seasons. How much money do they make per year per cast member for reruns? In total, how much do they make per year per
in
cast member in reruns?
$5 million?
More.
Really? Oh my God, I wish I was one of the Friends actors. But then that's like winning the lotto.
You going to actually fucking guess? Or
10.
More.
Really?
Yeah.
20?
Yep.
What?
And you know why? Which cast member do you think is the reason they were able to make this happen?
Rachel.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Joey?
Nope.
Chandler?
Ross. David Schwimmer insisted the cast negotiate as a team and insist on equal pay.
Well,
dude's a baller. You dude, you want to fucking like realize that you have mad respect for the dick of Ross? You go on to Wikipedia, you read about David Schwimmer. That dude has respectful dick energy. I'm all about that guy. Wow. I bet that his penis sparkles. He's got a great guy thing.
It's been
going
a penis heavy episode.
Yeah, there's
like we really don't talk about penises this often.
Well, I think the problem is you kind of let into it a lot, and so now it's on my mind.
You know the thing?
We're going to edit that, like 20 minutes out of this.
No, is that Kronos is huge. He was a titan. Kronos was a titan. So his dad must have been even bigger. I just don't even...
So he took like a... like.
I'm thinking two hands.
A chainsaw.
Two hands over the shoulder. Ah! Anyway... All right, it's time for the lightning round.
Pew, 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 pew.
All right, Casey, in this lightning round, what you got to do is name that game show. So I'm going to describe a game show.
No.
You tell me the name of the game show, okay? So the first one's going to be easy.
Uh-huh.
Trivia game show. They give you the answers. You give them the questions.
Jeopardy.
There you go,
oh,
Jeopardy.
Thank God. That would have been embarrassing.
Come on. Two families go head-to-head guessing answers.
Family Feud.
To survey questions. Family Feud is correct. Contestants try to guess what a panel of celebrities would answer to weird questions.
Yeah, now I'm fucked.
They do a parody of this game on RuPaul's Drag Race. Contestants try to guess what celebrities would answer to weird questions.
I forget the name. Like, if I could think of the parody name, I don't know.
The Match Game.
Okay.
Can you think of the parody on RuPaul now? Of the Match Game?
Chach? Something?
No. Snatch.
Snatch.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Snatch is a really weird word for vagina. It's because people sneak up on you and just try and just grab it and take it home. Right. Honey, you better watch out for your snatch while you're at church this Sunday.
Yeah. It just sounds so violent. Snatch.
Yeah. It's weird.
Whereas chach, that's nice. It's fun.
Yeah. It's like you're going to take it out dancing.
There's a lot of genitalia talk right now.
We do have a one-year-old that prevents us from having intercourse at all. This is what we do instead of intercourse. So, makes sense, I guess. Here we go. Next one. Lightning round. People wear costumes bargaining for prizes.
Bargaining for prizes? But they're wearing costumes?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Price is Right.
Nope.
What's that...
And time's up. Let's make a deal.
Oh.
14 questions, lifelines, 7 figures.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
There you go. Who wants to be a millionaire? Contestants answer questions on a variety of topics with prize money determined by a slot machine.
I have no idea.
That's the Joker's Wild. I don't blame you for not knowing that one.
Okay.
Questions in a taxi. Money while you get there.
Oh, it's called like the taxi or something. You're in a car.
Cash cab. Tic-tac-toe with B-list celebrities.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Filler.
Oh, Hollywood Squares. Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, I don't watch game shows.
Hollywood Squares.
Okay, well, there was a show where it was called, like, Guess the Baggage, where dudes and chicks come out in with suitcases, and you open the suitcase, and it says they're fucked up baggage. You ever watch that one, shithead?
Yes, I have, but...
But because I made you.
Yes, but that's not the point. Hollywood Squares, that's like not knowing what what's a Casablanca? It's a fucking Casablanca of game shows. Whoopi Goldberg was center square. Center.
Are we done? Is this done?
Are we done? I don't know. Can our relationship last with you not knowing? Oh, Hollywood Squares? Jim J. Bullock is a person I only know because of Hollywood Squares. All right, let's see. We're totaling up the scores. Oh, with a score of 24 to 10.
I won. Casey won. It's the second episode. Okay. She won in a row.
All right. Okay, so you're not taking it seriously. That's fine.
Casey won, and Adam is a pee.
It's fine to not take the game seriously.
He's made of pee.
Okay, guys. It's time, once again, for our newest segment, Letters from Adam's Past. As you know, each week we read letters from my past. I will be reading letters that I wrote to companies while I didn't have cable and I had to find ways to entertain myself. Whereas Casey will be writing letters that my high school girlfriend wrote to me.
I'll be reading them. I don't write them.
She'll write them. She'll read them.
Written by the high school girlfriend.
Yes. And apparently I saved them and my wife found them
it
in a box.
Awesome.
Okay. So anyway, for the fun part, before the horrible embarrassing part. All right. So here's a letter, Casey, that I wrote to Trix, the cereal company, Trix.
All right.
Dear Trix, I don't mean to alarm you, but it's happened again. Just yesterday, I opened a fresh box of Trix brand cereal. I was about to pour myself a bowl when a white rabbit suddenly jumped through an open kitchen window and grabbed my box of Trix before dashing back out of the window and onto my lawn with my breakfast. I'm just as perplexed as you are. I know I made sure all the windows and doors were locked before I opened that box of cereal. By the time I put on some underwear and ran outside, the rabbit was nowhere to be seen. However, I did notice some small, miscellaneous holes in my lawn and the lawns of my neighbors. Holes perfect for sneaky little rabbits to hide in as they twitch their deceptive little noses while they eat other people's breakfast. I was outside digging in my underwear for almost 3 hours, but to no avail. Finally, I had to settle for Pop-Tarts for my breakfast, strawberry flavored, with that crispy pink frosting. They were good, but my taste buds were all set for Trix, and as you know, Pop-Tarts just aren't Trix. Do you have any advice on preventing random cereal theft in the future? This is not the first mascot-related theft that I've been a victim of. I can't even get a box of Lucky Charms through my front door without it going missing. Perhaps you could send me a Trix Rabbit mask and bodysuit that I could wear while handling my cereal. I could trick rabbits into believing that I was some sort of superior alpha rabbit. Not to be pilfered from by those below me. And perhaps, over time, I could even become a kind of leader of the rabbits, using them as my minions of the dark. But first things first, I need help with my cereal problem. Any help you could offer would be appreciated. Silly rabbit, tricks are for Adam McLaughlin.
Oh my god. Okay, I have some questions.
Okay.
You had to put on your underwear.
I had to put on my underwear.
So were you fully nude or were you poo-bearing it?
I was fully nude while opening my fresh box of tricks.
Was the full nudity just a comfort thing or is it a method of intimidating the mascots out of coming into your
house? So I've thought a lot about the character of Adam McLaughlin in these letters because I do try to stay consistent to this horrible incel, for lack of a better word.
He is,
yeah. And so I really do picture him not wearing clothes unless the need arises to wear clothes.
And even then, it's like underwear outside for hours. So like only underwear outside.
If he has to get outside in a hurry, he is not averse to only being in his underwear.
Tidy whities?
Yeah, well, of course.
Okay, that
yeah. And he's also the kind of guy, like, for the poo-bearing question, he's the kind of guy that would be making bacon, burn his chest because he's naked and the grease is splashing, and then put on a shirt but no underwear.
Ah, yes.
And continue.
He'll have to learn the hard way about the penis.
Yeah. Okay. I can't, you know, sometimes the character and the man match up, because I can't say that I haven't burnt my penis while cooking. Penis heavy episode. Heavy penis energy in this episode. Do you want to read the response?
Sure, let's do this.
So here's, it's an actual response from General Mills. The general himself.
Uh-huh. Dear Mr. McLaughlin, thank you for contacting General Mills about Trix cereal. We appreciate the time you have taken to share your comments. We hope you will continue to choose our products. Sincerely, Carissa. They hate you so much. They hate you so much they can't even bring themselves
to... They sent coupons!
Oh my god. Well, yeah, it's just very powerful, the hate that is emitted. And what I find most fun is that the majority of the people who are responding to you are women, so they must just find you absolutely fucking detestable.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I would think that would be the fucking highlight. If I would have gotten a letter like that in my job, I would have Xeroxed it. I would have passed it around the office.
Oh,
a
I'm sure they
times.
Did that.
Yeah, I'm probably still in some of these offices. That is so exhilarating.
Well, while you're on that high,
shit.
I think it's time
Great.
For a letter to Adam.
Yay.
So this is a letter from Adam's girlfriend who was way too attractive for him. I've seen pictures. She was also way too cool for him. I don't really know how this relationship happened. I hope that she's figured out her worth, you know, because...
I'm... I gotta agree with Casey on this one, Janelle.
Yeah, you really dated down.
You could have done better.
Yeah, you dated down.
I mean, look at it this way. The guy is using the letters that you wrote to him in confidence as part of a podcast.
Yeah, that no one listens to.
That nobody listens to.
Like, there's not even a financial benefit to this. Yeah. And, I mean, if you think about it, I'm pretty detestable. So it makes sense that I'm with Adam. I'm at his level. Okay, but I've been reading your letters, Janelle, and you are a very nice lady.
You're really nice. Yeah, I thought that there'd be some scandalous stuff in these, but there's not.
No, you're just a sweet.
But I bet this is the one where we find it.
Go ahead, ruin my life.
You got it. September 18th, 1995. I was 6.
That's a good age.
Yeah.
It's a good age. I was 16.
That's right, Adam. Don't worry about coming up with Tracy. It may or may not happen. And I'm sorry about the way I acted when I wanted a definite answer, preferably yes, smiley face. It's just that I get so impatient when I think of seeing you again. I miss you so much.
Yeah, she was probably like, hey, my friend Tracy's thinking about coming up. You should come. And I was like, I'm 16. I think I'm going to be busy playing D&D with my friend because I only got the one.
Yeah, that's...
Yep, that sounds like me.
Again, like, why? Like, why?
You were in college. You could have been getting all that good college D. That's why I go.
To get that good college D.
I get there and I'm like, I hear you guys rip off your dad's dicks.
In college? What?
I go to Greek universities.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're like, incel Adam is rearing his head in other countries. He's coming at you live.
It's not an incel. He likes Greek mythology.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Adam, I loved the letter you wrote me.
Hey.
It makes me feel so close to you when I know you're there and thinking of me. ...
Oh, hey, sexy dot. Those are sexy dots.
So don't worry so much that I'll cry because of something you said. I won't anymore. What did you say?
God only knows.
You made her cry?
Probably.
What is wrong with you?
Maybe I took off my clothes in front of her for the first time.
I know in my heart that a few weeks apart won't change the strength of our feelings for each other. I love you and I think of you all the time. You know, Janelle, I gotta tell you something from the future. You're gonna be disappointed.
Disappointed.
All right, here we go.
Dodged a bullet.
Smiley face, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Actually, it's beginning to get ridiculous. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, smiley face. I was in my philosophy class when I started daydreaming about you.
What?
Kissing me, holding me.
Okay, this is getting personal.
Taking my... Oh my goodness, this is what my... Oh, I've been waiting for this. Anyways, hun, why don't you stop over at my house sometime? Whenever I call, they want to see you, smiley
face.
See,
I told you I didn't go to their house. I'm a bad person.
Don't you realize they miss you?
See?
Oh, Adam, when is homecoming this year, sad face? I'm sad I'm going to miss it for the first time in 3 years. Are you planning on going? I still remember practically dragging you to all those things, smiley face.
Yep, I did not like going to any of those.
I've been thinking about it, and I think that when I come home in October, we should go and pick Eric up in Alfred. What do you think? It isn't like it's a really long drive or anything. By the way, has Callie spoken to him lately? Amy and I keep wondering about that. Smiley face. We're just nosy, I guess. Smiley face. What's the... Okay. Callie and Eric, what's the story there?
Callie Yankee had a thing for guitarists. She dated Eric Freeman and Casey Gross. Again, none of this matters to anybody listening to this unless you're from the tiny town that I'm from. And then you're like, oh, we already knew that.
Have you asked Bird about the email thing? I'd really like to try it out.
I'm old.
Oh, this is awesome.
Guys, I told you I was old.
And I'm going to learn how to get on the internet. Smiley face.
It's exciting.
These computers are actually very strange. I actually had to ask how to print one of my papers. I felt like a complete idiot, especially since I don't usually have any problem. I've met some people I'd like you to meet. There's Jenny, Alicia, and Amy's boyfriend, Danny. Danny's friends are pretty cool, too. And we were getting to be good friends, smiley face. I'm glad. I thought I might end up being completely isolated all year long. Adam, I've got Spanish homework to gruel over, so I'm going to go. I love you. I'll write again soon. Love always, Janelle. Well, this was the steamiest letter thus far.
Yep, that was the most embarrassing one to date.
Great.
What makes me sad is I want the letters you sent her, but I also know you're lazy, so I feel like your letters would be disappointing. But you know what? Because here's the thing with Adam. You have to have a big, hefty fight, and then you get a good letter out of him. Because he's a great writer, so once he sees it as like a job, he'll take it very seriously and do it. So if it's a job like, hey, get this done or we might break up, suddenly his letters are beautiful. So I'd love to see the letter that you sent her after your big fight back home.
Luckily, you never will see them.
I don't know. Maybe I'll reach out to her. She's on Facebook.
I would hope that she destroyed
her computer skills.
I think since 1995, I think she's gotten a lot better with computers.
Well, I'll be contacting her. You know, you never know. With that handwriting, she might have saved those letters.
I will say this. This is the one thing that I remember about any letters that I wrote to her. One of the letters that I was in the process of writing fell out of my bag, and my teacher, Mr. Connor, found it. And he said to me, this is the dirtiest thing I have ever read in my life.
What?
And I think he was right. I did like writing pornography a little bit when I was in high school.
You wrote porno to your
yeah.
girl? Oh my God.
I wrote porno. I wrote anonymous porno. If anybody ever found pornography, handwritten, terribly misspelled pornography back in high school in my hometown, that was me.
Well, you know, it goes to show you why we ended up together, because if you Google the band Franz Ferdinand and find any any pornography written about them, there's a 30% chance that I wrote it. I was very into Franz Ferdinand fan fiction. Lots.
One of three people, so that makes it the 30% chance.
That's right. Lots of Nick McCarthy, you know, and Alex going to town. So, you know, if you find it, good chance that a 15-year-old me wrote that. There you go.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. All right. So enough surprisingly embarrassing things from my past. Now I'm going to read something that was embarrassing on purpose from my past. Another letter that I wrote to a company and got a response from. This letter is to Oshkosh B'gosh. Are you familiar with Oshkosh B'gosh? They make the overalls for kids.
Yes, we do have a baby.
That's right. Dear Oshkosh B'gosh, I love your products. Okay. Just listen. Dear Oshkosh B'gosh, I love your products. All your clothes are not only durable, but also fashionable. They're so great. Seeing them fills me with nostalgia from my youth. But I'm curious, why don't you make adult-sized overalls?
Yeah.
Like many Americans, I find it comforting to dress like a giant toddler and drink out of a sippy cup while building forts out of my sofa cushions. I think that you'll agree when I say that nothing makes me feel better than pretending to be a giant three-year-old while eating Cornish game hens, baby corn, and broccoli with my hands and chanting, Fee-fi-fo-fum, I'm a giant three-year-old, end quote. And my therapist tells me that it is a very therapeutic way to get over some of my issues from my childhood, parentheses, daddy, end parentheses. However, when I dress like a toddler, I feel a bit strange. It just doesn't seem right. I believe the reason for this is that my apparel isn't genuine, and I'm sure that some adult-sized Oshkosh B'gosh overalls would really help authenticate my look and alleviate me of my inhibitions, which my therapist says could lead to a breakthrough. Please, for my psychological well-being, could you send me a pair of adult men's size 90 Oshkosh B'gosh overalls? Gosh, I think you're great. Adam McLaughlin.
Oh,
so again, I of course wear a size 90 because I'm a big fan of every single product that I write to, and I eat it at least once a day. And I have a lot of products I write to.
That's true.
So
That's true. I will say this, though. This Adam is the most likable. He's going to a therapist. He's working through some things.
Oh, well, I do believe you do find out that my therapist is my neighbor.
Oh.
It's just my neighbor who's a Vietnam vet that I talk to.
Okay.
He'll be making an appearance soon. You'll find out all about him. He's also my business associate that I went to Olive Garden with.
I'm loving the letterhead on this Oshkosh.
Yeah, so here's
Bagosh.
The reply letter from Oshkosh Bagosh. Really, really official letterhead.
It is. It's
very
beautiful.
Expensive paper.
It's beautiful. Dear Mr. McLaughlin, thank you for contacting us. We regret to inform you that we no longer make the adult clothing. Sorry for the any inconvenience this may have caused you. That's what they wrote. Sorry for the any inconvenience this may have caused you. They were really shook
Somebody
up.
Somebody actually wrote this.
Yep.
Somebody typed this up.
If you have any further questions or concerns, please feel free to contact our consumer affairs representatives at 800-692-4674. Thank you again, sincerely, Consumer Affairs. Let me just say, this has so much empathy in it. They genuinely felt sad. They hand typed this for you. They made sure to give you the nicest paper they could. And because they wrote, sorry for the any, it tells me they were really thinking about, what am I going to say? How am I going to emit emotion?
They edited what they were writing.
So this is the most meaningful. I honestly, this makes me think, Oshkosh Bagosh, that's a good store
they
to support. They care. They care.
They do seem to care. They were really nice. I really like them. Did not send a coupon or any clothing whatsoever.
Sorry, buddy.
It's all right. Anyway, those are the letters. What did you think, Casey?
Well, you know, I still strongly encourage in the future that you use a different name for if you decide to...
You don't want me to use our shared name on this?
I just think there's too much room for... confusion that this is who you are?
Here's the thing. When I wrote these, number one, I was afraid that the government would get upset if I was sending
letters that is adorable.
As a false name.
That is absolute. Like the fucking customer service people are gonna contact the government and be like, this guy is...
boop, 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 boop. Hello, government. Somebody sent me a letter saying they saw the Trix rabbit.
Oh,
we're
my
on it. Is it a real person? We're looking it up right now.
Oh my God. Mid-20s Adam is just so adorably anxious.
Marijuana still made me paranoid.
You were so cute.
But it didn't slow me down.
It didn't slow you down. It just made you make some interesting choices.
Lots of interesting,
because the problem
interesting
is,
choices.
If anything, the government now has your name in a system for being a fucking weirdo. Like,
well, I'm glad that they know. Like, I really don't give a fuck. Because I'm going to write more letters.
Well, and you were painfully single back then, so a lot of it was like, fuck it, let's just see what happens.
Let's see what sticks to the wall. Maybe one of these ladies at these firms or companies that I write to are like, I'm going to give that Adam McLaughlin guy a shot. And the picture that I paint in these letters is a horrible, disgusting human being. So when they see me,
they'd be impressed.
They're like, whoa, you've been working out. Like, sure. Sure I have.
All right. Well, I think we've tortured our listeners enough. So Danny, Ryan, Mom, thank you for tuning
in. Hey, thanks, guys. It was nice talking to the three of you.
And we're going to go, hang out with our baby, I guess.
Another perfect ending. Roll credits.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Follow us on Instagram at A Couple of Nerds, where we perform live trivia. Make sure you email us any topics, questions, or stories you'd like us to talk about. Our email address is hello@acoupleofnerds.com. You can also check out our ancient YouTube channel, also A Couple of Nerds. And don't forget, Nerds has a 3 for an E.